Blog Talk Radio.
I am Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Welcome, Sloshians, to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag.
And Rufus,
an exasperated Rufus. Rufus, whatever is on your mind.
For a change, I'm not exasperated. I'm in a
really?
Great mood.
What's going on there? I hate to hear that.
My wife passed away in a terrible, terrible car accident where somehow, we don't know how, the brake lines in the car vanished.
Yeah, well, it was a Lincoln, right?
No, we got rid of that Lincoln because we had to get rid of it because the brake lines failed in that one too, but it also failed to get the job done.
Right, you were disappointed.
Yeah.
You did not read the YouTube correctly.
No, I did not.
Uh-oh, Rufus, I can't get this lime inside of my Toco Cheapo.
That is that the lime's fault or the Topo Chico's fault?
It's probably my fault for not cutting the lime thin enough. I didn't know there was such a thing. Now I'm getting lime juice everywhere. There it goes. Ready?
Oh, look at that. It's all the way down the throat.
Delicious. Now I know how the ladies feel.
I do like a good Topo Chico with a lime. There's nothing wrong with that.
Have you actually had one before?
I live in Texas. Of course I've had Topo Chico with lime.
I've never even heard of it. I thought I invented it today.
What?
No. Or yesterday when I sent you the picture. I didn't know they were serving Topo Chicos with limes. Topo Chico needs to get on the bus. First of all, this is my last foray into Topo Chico. I just want you to know that.
You're
going back to... It's not because I don't like the taste of Topo Chico, but...
You have a warehouse full of LaCroix.
No, that's all gone. That only lasted me for about 7 months. Not even.
Bubbly is what you got now.
No, I've moved on to the Waterloo, but now I'm back to Ice Mountain. But the Topo Chico, while delicious, first of all, is not flavored, and busy guy like me cannot be adding lime to things, right? I have too much on my plate.
Yeah.
And second of all, glass bottles, they don't have time for those either. And
more room.
$1 a bottle for fucking Topo Chico. Come on now.
No. Yeah, bottles, you can't crush them, so you can't save space. They take up room. They take up time. They're heavy.
They make noise.
You can't drink a Topo Chico
You cannot drink a Topo Chico from the back of your toilet. It just can't be done.
You can't sneak a Topo Chico.
You cannot. You know what's so funny, dude, is I was watching a movie the other day. I'm trying to remember what it was called. It's a terrible – Loudermilk.
I've heard of that, but I've never don't know anything about it. Oh, you know.
It's hard to see. I want to punch louder milk.
It's got the guy from Office Space in it,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. It okay. is. Ron Livingston. And, man, did he age fucking terribly, by the way.
Ooh, damn.
But he's supposed to be an ex-alcoholic who's helping people in recovery or whatever. He leads these meetings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a fucking dickhead, right? He's just – go back to drinking then, right? If you're going to be fucking miserable, drink yourself to death. Right?
I was going
to
say the same thing.
Mad at you because you're a fucking asshole. So just go out. You know what I mean? Go out. That's what I would say. How many Rotten Tomatoes does Loudermilk get? Do you have any idea?
No, because I didn't have any clue what the show was even about.
You think it gets more than 50 or less than 50?
These days, people tend to like an asshole who's in recovery. So I bet it has good reviews. Let's see.
I'm sure it does because they're like, oh, yeah, he reminds me of me when I was in recovery and I was angry at everything.
Yeah, 93% on the
Rotten Tomatoes. Shut up.
Yeah.
You know what those are, though? I'm going to be honest. Those are fucking Office Space holdovers. Right?
Let's see
if I ever watched one episode, they're like, we love fucking Loudermilk.
Let's see what the audience score is. Well, audience score is 87. So,
Steve, let's hear a review about – give me a one-star review on Loudermilk.
I don't even know how to sort the reviews. Hang on a sec. Well, do you want a one-star critic review or a one-star audience review?
I want a regular person one-star review.
Okay, let's see if I can figure out how to do
this. And it
this.
Better be that Loudermilk is a fucking asshole.
One star. The first word in the review, it's one and a half star. First word in the review is ugh. Rotten. The show is all rudeness, crude attempts at humor that are not funny. They just all treat each other like trash. The show's redeeming features are far too few and too weak to redeem it.
Hell yeah. Who wrote that, man or woman?
Jim.
Jim?
Jim W.
Here's to you, Jim. Topo Chico's on me tonight, Jim.
Now, here's another one. This one's actually one star, not one and a half. First sentence, skip this one. A chore to wade through, mostly a variety of wildly implausible and cringe-inducing abuse packaged as comedy. The writers are seemingly incapable of doing much of anything smart, funny, or insightful with the premise. Lazy and juvenile writing. Okay, that's... could be a plus, but also layered with disordered abuse and cruelty to no discernible purpose.
That's crazy. Fucking hateful. Give me a five-star. I want to hear a five-star review from the audience.
Well, is it that every character is an asshole, or is it just him?
I mean, every character, they make any person who's ever had some kind of needed 12-step program or whatever, and I mean, I've never been to a meeting, so I don't know if that's how it is, but they make them to be out like basically the lowest common fucking denominator who are all white knuckling, you know what I mean, at every fucking instant to go out and fucking shoot heroin or fucking have sex with someone or drink a fucking fifth. I mean, it's like the people are just fucking – they can't exist without their addictions, right? And that's what I hate about that kind of shit.
So is it just a big, like, woe is me kind of thing? And
it's like, woe is Loudermilk, but Loudermilk, like, tries to teach you through tough love, but he's just a fucking asshole, and you wouldn't pay any attention to him either way.
All right, here's a five-star review. It's the first one I came to. A gem of a show. Mm. The network it was on was an absolute waste of the talent and plot lines of the show. That's a shit review.
What show is it on? What channel was it on? I thought it was on... Amazon Prime. I don't know where I was watching. I can't even remember.
Here's another five-star review. Joyfully brilliant and wonderfully amusing. Loudermilk saying the things we all think but are probably too afraid to say.
Okay, written by a true fucking cockass, right? That's some fucking other twat who's like, it's awesome to be rude to people. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little screen share of Loudermilk.
Oh, no.
If you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, let's get off on a flip that's going to piss me off.
You probably will like
it. I told you I was in a good mood.
But you're probably going to like it because it said juvenile, right? So to me, that's like, Rufus will probably like this.
And alcoholic.
There you go, right up your alley. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
I've lived it, Zigzag.
You were the five-star review, turns out.
Yes.
All right. I mean, just looking at fucking Loudermilk makes you want to punch him in the throat. Hold up, hold up. Got a screen share. Let's hope we can go back to screen sharing. Share screen. There we are, Rufus. Screen shared? Yeah.
I see us.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Prepare to hate Loudermilk. I always wondered where it was. Now I know.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen like 4 episodes. I kept falling asleep. Okay, yeah, now you're going to hate Loudermilk in like the first 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to need one large cafe miso with soy milk, extra hot. Next, a hot chai.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm ordering.
Yeah, I know, but I was here first, and I'm just getting a black coffee, one black coffee.
Hey, yeah, I already hate it.
Thank you.
It's trying too hard to be what we all think.
Hold on there, Sporty. The difference is
tell me you didn't hate that.
No, get this fucking turd off the internet right now.
Okay, get your nose out of your phone. You might see that.
My phone? I have the coffee order for work on here.
There's like 100 drinks on that thing. What? Why are you getting coffee for the whole office? If you've never heard of Betty Friedan?
No.
Gloria Steinem?
Not a clue.
You know what this does? You know what this show does?
Not at all. Maybe you need to be
it
on this.
It tries too hard.
Yeah.
I hate using that phrase, but this show is trying way too
hard.
Yeah,
it is. None of it is organic.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, an asshole. Because let's be real. If I wasn't young and, let's face it, kind of hot, you wouldn't have held that door for me.
She's not that hot, actually.
And then when you realize I showed no interest,
she is in Loudermilk's world.
And then all your chivalry went right out the window.
So that's how you do it. You just take all your own self-centered behavior and you flip it on me. So now I'm supposed to be
asshole?
Well, wait, who's self-centered here? Apple? Didn't he the guy who fucking was like, wait, I'm here first?
Yeah. We're going to give it 5 minutes so I can really get you seething at Loudermilk.
What are they, England?
Watching him walk make you want to punch him. I mean, the budget on this show is obviously outrageous.
I want to punch you for making me watch this.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what you thought.
We got some new folks. I'm Sam Loudermilk. I'm 4 years
what
off.
Star Wars character?
Super duper excited about getting on the road to sobriety. Yay. So 20 fuck-ups wants to go first. Don't drink. Actually, I am a recovering mess. Go get advice. Take a shower. Hey, come here. Sister. How many have been sharing in group last episode?
Because everything's going good.
Okay, so how many days are you sober?
You're
lying to me, okay? There's no in sober. If you're sober, you know exactly how long you've been sober.
There's an SOB,
yeah,
okay, Loudermilk.
What kind of beers?
Who's like?
That stuff like water. That doesn't count.
Really?
No, of course it counts, you dope. Come on.
I'm really trying, man.
That's just terrible, dude. It's, even if it wasn't just obnoxiously, like,
what?
Mean-spirited, like you said, it's just the writing and acting is
fucking
shit.
You fucked up. That's what makes you less of a fuck-up. Not lying about it.
You know what show has a similar character? Like a recovering guy, or maybe somebody who should be recovering, but is also kind of an asshole, but it's a good show that does it a lot fucking better, is a House MD. You ever watched House MD?
Yeah, right. You know what? You're kind of right, because House is he's a pill head, right? He's not actually even in recovery.
No, it's chronic pain pill head guy, but it's so fucking, the writing is better, the acting is better. That's tedious. That's some tedious shit we just watched.
That was ridiculous. I'm sorry that I did that to you, but I really wanted you to hate it as much as I hate it. That was my goal for that.
I was afraid that I might like a little bit of it, but I didn't like a single.
I wasn't afraid that you would like a little bit of it.
Well, that's good, because you
had a pretty
good take on
that, because I was like, this is fucking stupid, because the people that I know that do like it, like other things that I don't like.
I don't generally like things that their shtick is just being cynical.
Mean-spirited, right.
Yeah, and mean.
Thank you.
Without having any real depth or character to it.
Agreed.
I mean, characters can be an asshole, but have a reason for it. But
right,
it's clear. Out of the gate, they're just like, we're going to be irreverent and ironic.
Well, and you know, after watching a couple episodes, I'm like, surely there is some redeeming quality to Loudermilk, right? Surely there has to be something. And I was wrong. There was not. And there shan't be. And it's got two seasons under its belt, and I heard it's coming back for a third. It's like people who want to be in recovery, like, would watch that and be like, I don't want to go to someplace. Okay, I'm in recovery. I'm having a hard time. I mean, this is hypothetical, obviously. Do I want to go and be fucking emotionally abused by some fucking guy where I'm trying to get bettered? I mean, does that make any sense?
No. I would like to know a breakdown, a percentage breakdown, a demographic breakdown, if you will, of the people who like the show and the people who don't, who are actually people, like, dealing with addiction.
I'd probably know one. I can't see anybody that's ever – I mean, I've never been in recovery, but I don't
I know
it.
That.
So I would have to say, why would people who are in recovery think that is funny? Could you imagine – like I'm saying, go to a meeting, and then that's how the guy at the meeting fucking leads. That's your first meeting, and the guy decides to be like, which one of you fucking asshole idiots wants to go first?
I mean, I get the angle they're going for, but they're just not fucking doing it right or well at all.
It was weak.
It's
so
fucking
my Rotten Tomatoes score, double Z score, the goose egg. Boop, boop, oh, here we go. You know what? I got something for that. Hold on, Rufus. Hold on.
Uh-oh,
hold on. Just hold on.
That's a fit. We're probably going to get sued for using that. The price is, you're fucked.
Do they own that song? Hey, look. I'm going to be honest. I paid for that, dude. I paid like one penny for that when I bought 3,000 sounds for $9.
You should have made me guess the price you paid for it.
Oh my god, that was, without going over, which I think is absolute bullshit, by the way. I think it should just be closest to.
I agree.
Because I watched one the other day where a guy went over by like $75 for the Showcase Showdown, right?
Oh, the big one.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. You're trying to guess within fucking tens of thousands of dollars.
That's how you end up with mass shooters.
Why not go over? Why can't you go over? I guess I just don't understand.
Because they don't want to give all that shit away. They don't want
to
lose
those. But they do if you – okay, say the guy goes over and the person bets $1. Then they win. You know what I mean?
I also am a little perturbed at the betting $1.
Are you? Does
that bothers me a little bit. I mean, at least fucking try.
At least try to – get up into the triple digits.
But I guess if you can't, if part of the game is you can't go over, then betting $1 makes no sense. Because you would think everybody else is going to.
All the sense in the world if you think everybody else went over.
That's what I'm saying. So if you remove that, then nobody could.
Oh,
nobody,
that's a good look. We have two birds
right.
with one stone.
Exactly,
what shall we
yeah.
call our new show?
The
What's
price,
another word for price?
The cost is correct.
Yes, there you go. The cost is correct.
Right.
I like it.
The expenditure is approvable.
Expenditure. I like that better.
That rolls right off the tongue.
Well, I mean, at one point, The Price is Right never doesn't really exactly roll off the tongue.
That's a wordy title for a fucking game show.
I mean, it should be three words. What are you trying to think of? Jeopardy's one word.
It should just be Price with an exclamation point.
Wheel of Fortune is only three words.
That's kind of wordy. Wheel of Fortune.
I actually like that one. That kind of sounds fun when you really think about it. It sounds like it could be a Indiana Jones movie almost.
Indiana Jones and The Price is Right?
No, Indiana Jones and the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Doesn't
it
kind of?
Yeah, that sounds like there's some real stakes.
Yeah, right. Like the whole of humanity rests on
Jones
you, or at least
Wheel
winning a coffee table. Means good fortune.
One of my first Reddit posts ever blew up. And my whole shtick was I asked a question on the Ask Reddit. And it was like, What song title gets instantly better if you add Indiana Jones and the in front of it? And a lot of them do. Indiana Jones and the Stairway to Heaven. Indiana Jones and the Master of Puppets.
Indiana Jones and the Soft Parade.
Yes.
Like almost everything does when yeah, you think it about it. Did you invent that? You should be famous by now. You should write a book.
I should. I'll just call it Indiana Jones and the.
Indiana Jones and the new book about Indiana. Ooh. You're an Indiana Jones-a-file, are you not?
Well, I'm a big fan of the first three movies, yeah.
What do you mean the first three?
Well, the fourth one and the fifth one, kind of weak.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Well, the fourth one's just fucking terrible. It's like loud.
Are they all Harrison Ford?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all here. Here's what they should have done.
You're speaking ill will of the original Dr. Jones?
Here's the deal. This is what they should do or should have done. The latest one was, it had its moments, but the problem is the dude's like almost 80, or I think he is 80. And they did the whole thing where he's like complaining about his age and I'm too old for this, that kind of bullshit. What they should do, Indiana Jones should have always been like a James Bond character, where one guy plays him for like 10 years, and then they get a new guy to play him for 10 years. And Indiana Jones is always perpetually like in his mid 35 to 45.
Right. You know? So what, in the last one, he's like in a wheelchair?
No, but he's decrepit. I got to hand it to him. They
decrepit. It was pretty realistic. He was on an oxygen tank.
He was in iron lung.
Going through a cave.
Pushing him around.
That little Chinese guy. Experience in all the movies?
No, he's dead.
Is he?
No, I don't know what that is. He's just not in it.
Hey, is that the same kid that was in Goonies or not?
It's the same kid that was in Goonies?
Oh, I just fucking realized that right now.
He made those two movies as a kid, disappeared, then came back out of nowhere and was in that movie Everything Everywhere All at Once that came out a couple of years ago and won an Oscar and is like back in action now.
And then he died?
No, he was killed by Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said he was dead. He got ran over by that giant ball.
Indiana Jones and the giant ball.
Indiana Jones and the giant balls of doom.
That's another
Temple
game.
Temple of Doom?
Yeah, Temple of Doom. Add Indiana Jones and the to the name of a porno, and I bet it becomes better.
Oh, my God. Think of that. I mean, do pornos even have names anymore?
Or it's
just like
do.
Neighbor fucking stepbrother. Basically.
It is.
Wife cheating with stepbrother.
It's just keywords.
Right.
That's all they are now.
Like search things.
Yeah.
Compilation.
Cop stepsister stump love.
Oh, my God. Wow. Go deep, Rufus. Go deep. I want to see your search history, my brother. Sounds boring. Indiana Jones and the stump humpers.
Indiana Jones and the power bottoms.
Indiana Jones and the hirsutes.
Hirsutes? Oh, my God. Hirsutes. That word does not get used enough, I don't think.
It doesn't. I don't think it... people, if you're listening, you're going to have to look that up. Don't call into the show and ask us what it is. You have to look that up.
I swear to God, the next compliment I give somebody, it's going to be, you're quite hirsute.
You look like a hirsutian.
Hirsutian, hirsnothian.
You know what? Do me a favor. Please look up the origins of the word hirsute.
I bet it comes from hairsuit.
I mean, I guess it kind of is.
I don't even know how to spell it.
You're saying you are wearing a hair suit.
How do you spell that?
H-I-R-S-U-I-T-E? I mean, I don't really know.
I think you got it. H-I-R-S-U-T-E.
Oh, I said I-U-T. Like suit, like you were saying, like a suit of hair.
Right.
It probably starts with I'm going to say it's got a Greek foundation.
Greeks are hairy.
And it sounds like an old word. It turns out the word was created by Schick or any of the racist companies.
Yes, the branded
term. Don't get a hair suit. Stop in and get a Schick today.
Latin. Early 17th century from Latin hirsutus.
And what does hirsutus mean?
He was a ruler of the ancient kingdom.
Oh, really? Let me guess, he had a beard?
No, just made that up.
Oh, you did? That sounded pretty legit.
Hang on. Let me look this up on Wikipedia. Google's failing us.
They must have switched over to the new AI.
I've been underwhelmed by AI.
Yeah, seems like AI is faltering. But the fucking AI stocks are going bananas.
Hirsutism.
We should start a cult, the Hirsutes.
You have to shave other people and wear their hair?
like a chainsaw massacre guy.
murder people and wear wigs?
Yeah, do you think there's a merkin made out of real pubic hair out there? Are merkins made out of real pubic hair? Maybe, I don't know.
Real pubic hair. Merkin. How do you spell merkin?
M-I-K-I-N, I believe. I'm a merkin. I'm a merkin. That'd be a funny meme.
First thing that came up is Etsy.
Oh, my God. Are they real?
I'm going to click it. Let's see what we got.
Send me a link.
Oh, my dear Lord in heaven. Oh, what? Oh, my God.
Please send it.
Human hair. Oh. Okay, I got to send you this link.
People asked. We had to make it happen.
I just find it so funny that such a thing as a pubic wig exists. All right, here it comes.
In this day and age, when it's chic to not have hair.
I want to get 4 merkins and wear them.
I'm going to get a merkin for up here.
I'm going to need one. I do.
All right. Oh, Etsy. Merkin wig. Singapore. It must be silky. Oh, my Lord.
Human hair. Wow.
Which
you think
favorite?
How much of this is some dude shaving his beard and making merkins?
I don't know. I'm going to say this oriental looking merkin for $112.46. Professional quality fine lace, dark brown. That almost looks like a real bush.
So what do you do? I mean, do you have to take it off? Get down to business or?
I think they just wear them for like TV shows and stuff, don't they? Look it up. Why? I mean, first of all, how can we have 2 of the exact same merkins for sale here? There's 3 left of this particular style, but you can never recreate the same merkin twice, can you?
I want to know why this
says. I guess if your bush just grows like that. But you know what? Let's read the description. If there's like a, yes, I washed this hair and I'm, you know what I mean? Like, how do they take care of it? Okay, here we go. Professional fine lace, dark brown, small pubic wig made from quality fine wig lace and quality 100% human hair sourced from Banbury Pastiche. Not sure what that means. They're easily applied using adhesive such as Snappy G. The piece needs to be cleaned after every use. Cleaned with surgical spirit if applied with spirit gum. See, what in the world?
You see the guy with a merkin on his hand, right?
Yeah, I did see that. Right. I'm not sure what that is. Well, okay, there's a merkin when it's not. That same one is not on his hand, but I don't understand the shape of that particular one. Do you? I mean, is it supposed to go down around the lips?
Maybe it's not for a human.
Let's read on this one. More about this one. This pubic hair is designed made by ZM Hair. Made by human hair and Korean lace, black color, blah, blah, blah. Yak hair. ZM Hair mainly do high-quality yak hair wigs and beards, mustache, eyebrows, and professional Santa Claus. We also custom-made yak hair and human hair character wigs. 7 years of experience. We are the wig maker and also the seller. We make our products by our own workers, which help us to control. Do you think the people that are supplying the hair are their employees? Wait, let's see what this place is where they're getting their hair from. Was that this place that said they get it from, that Pastiche place, or was that the last one?
I don't know. I was looking up the history of merkins, and I'm disturbed.
Well, let's hear. Do tell. Why would someone, I get it. They wear it for,
here's one
stuff.
The Oxford Companion to the Body dates the origin of the pubic wig to the 1450s.
Okay.
According to this publication, women would shave their pubic hair for personal hygiene and to combat pubic lice. They would then put on a merkin. Also, sex workers would wear a merkin to cover up signs of disease, such as syphilis.
Oh, my God.
And they have a picture of one with a flashlight in it.
What? What do you mean with a flashlight?
It's called a merkin light. What the fuck?
Here's Banbury Pastiche, professional hair dressing and wig making. Okay, I just wondered what they were. Is it a flashlight or a fleshlight?
Now there is a
oh my
combo
God, looks like
that needs
a
to happen.
What in the world is that? Is that on a man or a woman?
Lucy Lawless was fitted for a merkin in the 2010 TV series Spartacus Blood and Sand, but did not use it.
Oh, do tell. And?
Xena just said she didn't use it.
Why is that? Did she just grow in her own pubic hair naturally, or why didn't she need to use it?
I think
how does one get fitted for a merkin, exactly?
I don't know, but I want that job.
You know what? YouTube merkin fitting and see if anything comes up.
You're going to get me busted for something.
Yeah, whatever. You're the one that was talking about stump humping.
It sucks that stump's got a merkin.
Nothing's coming up?
No, my fucking browser's screwed. Every time I try to type a website in, it does a Google search instead of just going to where I want it to go to.
Been having more trouble with your computer connectivity?
I got rid of the Spectrum router and
got your own.
Yeah, so far so good. Here's a how to use video.
Let's see how to use. Let's see someone put on a merkin.
Well, this is YouTube. It's like a mannequin.
Oh, for real? You know what? Look at what movies were actually used merkins.
Here's a video on Conan O'Brien. Runa Mara wore a merkin in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Apparently she talks about it.
Let's hear it. Here, send it to me and I'll fucking put it on shared screen. People can see behind the scenes of how we do this movie or this show now. Yeah, here's our studio. There's the studio. Uh-oh. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Runa Mara, she's pretty hot too. Oh, Jesus, Rufus.
Handbook open. Ooh, I love these. The one where I kill it, the food again, the food again.
I hate those commercials, by the way.
It tastes too good.
You should get an ad blocker.
Yeah. Not as sophisticated. What is going on with my YouTube? Why does it look so weird?
In those books, your character. Elizabeth is a redhead.
Yes.
And you guys didn't go that way in the movie so much.
Well, no, she's a redhead, but she dyes her hair black.
Right.
Yes. Which is, yeah.
Why is my fucking YouTube look so strange?
That's weird.
Trying to be true to the books.
Yes, but obviously there's no way to really depict that in a movie except that I had to wear a merkin. Do you know what a merkin is?
Because your little pussy's all bald.
Andy knows. I knew what a merkin is.
Yeah, I do know what a merkin is. A merkin is kind of a wig for down below.
Yes. It's a wig for your lady bits.
This interview's over. So you wore one of those for that movie?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't ask me to, but I'm naked so much in it, I wanted one. Because it felt like a little fur bikini.
I have to see this movie.
Yeah, me too.
But I
don't remember her being naked. Is she naked?
I've never seen it.
I'm feeling my foot's a perv now.
So tell me more about the fur bikini.
My God.
It was really cute. It was a cute little fur bikini, and I had them make it strawberry blonde.
Okay. is that something that you give that back when you're done, or do you?
No, I have it.
You have it. Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, that's good. You
should
want to
ever wearing
that.
It again?
A lot of creeps on eBay.
I was going to say, sell that on eBay.
Yeah. You are very... oh, shut up! Leave me alone! They always pick on me.
Okay. Even Coney couldn't make that funny. That's pretty sad.
Americans are serious business.
Americans are serious business. What do you think that
on the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
What do you think the
did you read the books before you even knew there was going to
the,
be a film? You start imagining.
Yes.
The Merkin industry?
Yeah, what do you think the Merkin market is? Do you think there's a Merkin trade show?
If there is, we need to go and put it on the company dime.
I need to know when Merkin Con is.
It's probably folded into a different industry, like
porno.
Cosmetics or...
probably makeup, or wigs or whatever.
All right, Merkin convention.
MerkCon, PubeCon. 24.
Dude, we should fucking put that on if it doesn't exist.
People come and show off their pubes. And then we'll date you the fucking pair of pants that we were talking about a long time ago that has like a little window to show what kind of pubic hair you're rocking.
Dude, we could do that in Vegas and fucking blow the lid off everything.
All we really need, dude, I mean, you could actually, sadly enough, you can do this by going to like the furry or porno or whatever fucking industry thing there is, buying a booth, spending $5,000 or whatever it is to get a booth and then sell these fucking pants that have a little tiny window in it so people know how you're wearing your fucking your pubic hair. It would be a hit. Remember that movie So Fine?
No.
We should do that and make a documentary about it. We should just make documentaries about doing stupid shit like that.
Oh, So Fine. I do remember that because you told me about that and we watched the clip on the show.
You know what I watched the other day, and I've been wanting to watch it on the show forever, is that movie Americathon.
Okay, never heard of it.
Oh, my God, dude. Can we please watch the trailer for Americathon? It is so relevant now, and it's. I was thinking about this the other day because when I was watching it, I'm like, holy shit. Because it happened right after the gas crisis.
Yeah.
But we're kind of like there in America again. I want you to – we're gonna watch the Americathon trailer. It probably won't be that good.
So from the 70s?
Yeah, I think it was in 78.
Is it better than Loudermilk?
Oh my God, dude. A million times better. Americathon trailer. Americathon, the original trailer. Do we want the original trailer? It's probably, I think we watched the original trailer and it wasn't that good. We're going to watch someone else's trailer. But first, you know what we're going to do? We're going to watch a Liberty Mutual commercial. So enjoy. Oh, no, Frontier Wireless.
Oh, cool.
At a great price. Switch to Frontier Fiber.
I never realized it was in the future, I guess.
People have stopped driving cars and
that's
stopped
hilarious.
Cash. The president has sold the White House, raffled off the tool of the unknown soldier, and moved into a rundown condo in Southern California.
Hi, United States of America.
I'm President Roosevelt. This is my cabinet and my old lady.
Flash, the city of San Diego has been bought by Mexico. Grant, the Jews and Arabs have joined forces to form the United Hebrew Republic.
That is why your country is in the toilet.
The country is flat broke.
I know a way to raise money.
A telethon.
Big enough for collection.
Oh, my God.
For America's all gone. This is a movie. It must be
an Americathon.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's spectacular.
It's a 5-minute son fighting it out, juicing it out.
We can sell Cleveland, but nobody's buying. We can trade in all our cars, but nobody's driving.
Meatloaf's in it. He fights the car.
It's like Idiocracy back in the day.
But way better.
Damn it. Ooh. I'm not a country. I'm not an office. I'm not a decorative steel. I'm a person. I'm a man. I'm a man who wants to make love to you.
Oh, you want to fuck, huh?
We got 30 days to save the nation.
Let's
do something.
Harry Corbin.
I'm dying.
He's a drug addict.
Fall in, make a pledge.
Because he has to stay up forever.
Good Lord.
If you care about America, then see Americathon at your local theater before you see it happening in your own front yard. Americathon 1998.
I'm Chet Roosevelt, your president, and I love you.
So I'm saying go out and see Americathon, people. It fucking is awesome. I'm sorry.
What song is by the Beach Boys, even?
Is that actually the really the Beach Boys?
That's what it said at the end. What song is by the Beach Boys?
My God, that's awesome. So will you go out and see Americathon? You won't, but it's okay.
If it was in theaters, I'd go.
The deal is the Americans owe the that Indian guy that they showed, he owns the United States of America. He's like an American Indian. But so, then the Jebrews are trying to make it so Americathon doesn't cede so they can buy it from the American Indian guy.
So the only thing they got wrong is the fact that China owns us instead of an Indian
instead
guy.
Of an, yes, exactly. We didn't want to admit that. I don't know if they're admitting that yet, are they? Pretty soon it'll be the Russians, it sounds like. The GOP has their way.
That's cool. I've been stocking up on guns and taking my shit.
Good, dude. Good to hear. Good to hear. I mean, are you scared that if something was to happen, that they would try to bomb your Air Force base there?
I moved away from it. They can bomb Killeen all they want.
How far away are you from Killeen now?
15 minutes.
Just a single megaton, or how many megatons away did you move?
Half a megaton.
Did you see, dude, I was watching this thing the other night, and it was called The Luckiest People Alive. There is a guy who fucking survived both Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
How?
Yeah, I have to, can I bring it up for you?
Of course you can. But he was in them somehow?
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, I think I've heard of this guy. He was in one city that got bombed. He's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So he went to another city, and that happened to be the one that got bombed next, right?
Yes, but the crazy is how he survived was he just had a feeling, I think, the second time, and he hid under a desk. Here he is.
What?
Yep. Tetamu Yamaguchi. Let's see. Oh, wow. Although at least 70 people are known to have been affected by both bombings, he's the only person to have been officially recognized by the government of Japan for surviving both explosions. Yamaguchi lived and worked in Nagasaki, but in the summer of 1946, he was in Hiroshima for a three-month-long business trip. On August 5th, he was preparing to leave the city with two colleagues. I'm not going to even bother saying their names. They were on their way to the train station when he realized he had forgotten his hanko, a type of identification stamp common in Japan, and returned to his workplace to get it. At 8:16 p.m., he was walking towards the docks when the American B-29 bomber, Enola Gay, dropped the little boy atomic bomb near the center of the city, only 3 kilometers away. 1.9.
What?
Yep.
How does he not get...
Yamaguchi recalls seeing the bomber and two small parachutes before there was a great flash in the sky, and he was blown over. The explosion ruptured his eardrums, blinded him temporarily, and left him with serious radiation burns over the left side of the top half of his body. After recovering, he crawled to a shelter and, having rested, set out to find his colleagues. They had also survived together. They spent the night in an air raid shelter before returning to Nagasaki the following day. In Nagasaki, he received treatment for his wounds, and despite being heavily bandaged, he reported to work on 9th of August. Jesus Christ, the guy missed one day of work after... The whole idea is that places are still open for business, but...
Shit.
At 11 a.m. on 9th August 1945, Yamaguchi was describing the blast in Hiroshima to his supervisor when the American bomber Boxcar dropped the Fat Man atomic bomb over the city. His workplace put him 1.9 miles from ground zero, but this time he was unhurt by the explosion. However, he was unable to replace his now ruined bandages, and he suffered from a high fever and continuous vomiting for over a week. All right, how old do you think this guy lived to be?
You know, common sense tells me not very long, but the fact that he survived both of those, that he survived one and went to work a day later.
What I want you to do is guess how old he was when he died without going over.
$1.
What? Ding, ding, ding. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay, let me guess for real.
All right.
I got a feeling it's going to be higher than the common sense dictates. So I'm going to say 73.
93 years old.
Get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, that's actually what kind of blew my mind about the whole fucking story. He didn't die until 2010. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
See, and he was going around as like he was a guy that spoke for nuclear disarmament. I don't think he's the right guy. Right?
Yeah, because apparently it's no big deal.
Why do you care if there's nuclear bombs? Apparently they don't even work. They didn't kill you. You were within 2 miles of them twice.
So then why did they go into any details like why it killed like 300,000 people but not him?
Not him. They really didn't. I mean, I guess if – that's a good question, Rufus.
I mean,
why don't you look that up? Because I'm interested to know. Yeah, I mean, did it kill people like farther out from where the blast happened? Because it actually detonates in the sky, right? It doesn't detonate on the ground.
Yeah, but that's to cause the most damage. 14 people died.
How many?
No, I'm kidding. Just made that up.
How many people did die? I think it was 60,000.
70,000 at Hiroshima, plus 40,000 at Nagasaki. So 110,000 people total. And he was a mile and a half away and was just shrugged it off.
Twice. Well,
twice.
I wonder if he went home from work after the second one was dropped. He's like, yeah, I'm already at work. I think I'll just stay the rest of the day. Am I going to get paid for this?
He probably went back to work the next day.
Well, I'm sure he probably did. The guy is known for his fucking incredible work ethic. Forget about getting bombed twice. Okay, I got a question. They say there's over 70 people that survived both blasts.
Holy fuck.
What are you looking at?
Look, I'm going to send you this link. They have a picture, like an overhead picture of the city.
Uh-huh.
And this bar is in the middle, and you can drag it up and down, and it shows you what it looked like before and after. Dude, after there's nothing.
Let me see.
Like, there's literally fucking nothing. I don't see how anyone could survive it at all. Here it comes.
What she said.
Damn, what a merkin.
I wonder if any porno people wear merkins. Merkin. I can't even say it right. So where do you drag the thing?
Just go down to the earliest estimates.
Oh,
you'll see a black and white picture.
It's like a – oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like fucking vaporized everything.
I would like to see like a side view. You know what I mean? Like the buildings and shit. Wow. So that guy's 3 miles away. How many miles is this thing? How big is this picture? You think? How many square miles does that cover?
Oh, shit. I don't know. It doesn't really say. But clearly there's a lot of buildings in it.
I'm just trying to figure out where he is, right? They said he was down at the dock. So he's probably by one of these rivers. Wow. Dude, nuclear bombs, bad thing, Rufus. Bad thing. Who knew?
We'll all find out soon.
The weirdest one is what is the bomb that just sucks all the air out?
What?
Like the bomb that doesn't destroy the buildings, but it... A hydrogen bomb, right?
Really? I don't know. Never heard that.
Yeah, I think a hydrogen bomb doesn't destroy the buildings. It just sucks all the air out and kills all the people.
That is fucking dastardly. Save the buildings so we can use them, but just kill all the people.
Utilize both blah, 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 the accommodation AC process. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe not. Maybe that's not the hydrogen bomb. Let me look this up real quick. Bomb. Leaves buildings intact. Intact's one word, Rufus. Neutron bomb.
Neutron bomb.
Let's look it up. Neutron bomb, officially defined as a type of enhanced radiation weapon, an ERW, is a low-yield thermonuclear weapon designed to maximize lethal nuclear or neutron radiation in the immediate vicinity of the blast while minimizing physical power of the blast itself. The neutron release generated by a neutron fusion reaction is intentionally allowed to escape the weapon rather than be absorbed by other components. The neutron burst, which is used as the primary destructive action of the warhead, is able to penetrate enemy armor more effectively than a conventional warhead, thus making it more lethal as a tactical weapon.
It's so fucking crazy that shit like that even exists.
Thank you. Who do you think was smarter? The guy that we know, Stephen Hawking, or what's the other guy's name?
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore, yes. I think Pauly Shore, the weasel, has always been a little smarter than everyone.
The wheeze, yes.
The weasel. The weasel.
Okay. I'm gonna say Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking is smarter than Einstein.
Well, shit. Because if there was no Einstein, there would be no Stephen Hawking, I don't think, right?
You don't think so? Why do you not think that?
Because you can't create shit out of nothing. I mean, everything that Einstein did was sort of the foundation for everything that came after.
Why doesn't Stephen Hawking just create that on his own?
Well, he's
dead. If you think he's so fucking smart.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He didn't.
Could he have, though?
I think what he
kind of tried to make it his life work was to disprove what Einstein had said, right, or not?
He was a rabble-rouser.
I still have that picture of him with two chicks in bikinis. Remember that?
One of the gals that he molested?
Right, when he was sexually abusing his, they were like his nursemaids, right? More than one of them, it was like five of them.
How did he do that without being able to move an inch of his body?
He had this thing where he could masturbate without touching himself, and he would just squirt on him.
Like a spitting cobra.
Like a cock push-up.
Like a llama.
I feel bad for the guy. Think of the sexual frustration that he probably had. I mean, I wonder if you just opt for like a chemical castration.
I would.
Or something at that point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should look up, was Stephen Hawking chemically castrated?
He probably did it with his mind.
They probably made him after the third sexual assault charge. See if there's any pictures of Stephen Hawking on Epstein Island.
Oh, Alan Turing was.
Who's that?
He's the guy who invented the computer, basically.
He was on Epstein Island?
No, he was chemically castrated.
Oh, he was? Why?
Alan Turing, World War II codebreaker who was chemically castrated for being gay.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Wow, yeah, it was a punishment. Wow.
Was he part of the McCarthy hearings?
I don't know. He was British, so it was McCarthy and that shit in Britain?
So
but now he's on the...
not coming up as being sexually... Or chemically castrated?
No, that's exactly what I searched, but no, Alan Turing came up.
The only man ever to be chemically castrated, apparently.
By force.
Maybe regularly castrated. Maybe Stephen Hawking was just castrated. Did he just pay? He just paid those chicks, though, right, when he got in trouble for sexually harassing them?
I guess.
It's like you're saying, though, how does that stand up in court? Right? How do you look at Stephen Hawking and some able-bodied woman with a straight face and say, we found Stephen guilty of sexually harassing you? And you could have just poured hot water on him.
I mean, he can't even stand up in court.
Oh, thanks. Jeez, you are quick tonight. Must be the wine. How's the wine thing going for you?
It's going really good. It's beer for the show, but it's wine every other night, yeah.
Really? Are we upping our intake? Or are we staying about the same?
I don't know. I mean, I've gone from two bottles a night to four.
Right. Good for you. Well, you know what? It's good for you. So, right. I mean,
juice.
The more, the better. What? Resveratrol, right? Isn't that the good thing? Good for you in wine?
That and electrolytes and fiber.
Sulfites. Sulfites are good for you.
Tannins. Lots of tannins.
Have you had a hangover from wine yet? Let me ask you that.
No, not a one.
Looks like you found your brand. Have you ever had a hangover from beer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
In the last year?
Not what you would stereotypically call a hangover where you're like nauseous and have a headache. No, run down. That's happened a few times. Not often, but
you probably just thought it was COVID.
Yeah, and then I drank it away.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, hangovers don't count if you're going to say that you woke up and started drinking again. I'm going to say that's a hangover, but you put it off for another day, right?
You're right.
You got yourself right.
I rescheduled it.
Have you ever drank a beer to get over a hangover?
No. Usually I've just toughed it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Try drinking a beer sometime. It actually helps a lot more than you would think.
I'm sure it does. I really don't get hangovers, though, anymore.
Well, I mean, but when you did, I drank away plenty of hangovers. It's not a good thing to do, but it surely does work. So, kids, if you're listening, just remember, drink away that hangover. The way I'm looking at Rufus right now, I can tell that Rufus has done it. He just doesn't want to admit it.
I have not done it.
Folks, give Rufus a little break. He's still in his addiction right now, as Loudermilk would say. He's still grappling with his addiction. He'll get there some way. He's moved to wine, so he's one step closer to his rock bottom. Thank God. About time.
You know, I was going to try to say something like an asshole to be like Loudermilk.
To be like Loudermilk?
But I couldn't do it. That shit was just mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's the most – and my buddy's like – he turned me on to – he's like, you're going to think this is funny, right? And we're watching, and I'm like, no, I hate Loudermilk. Then I came home to try to give it more fucking chances because I'm like, maybe there's something I'm missing, right? Maybe it's going to get to a point where I don't hate Loudermilk. And after like three episodes, I fucking texted him like, I fucking really hate this fucking Loudermilk. I mean, I wanted him to fucking die, honestly. Is that wrong?
No, because he seems like a piece of shit.
And I mean, am I wrong in saying that Office Space guy did not age well?
Aged better than I expected, I'll put it that way.
Really?
I like his Office Space guy. Here's what I think happened. See, in Office Space, he stops giving a shit, and he's got some attitude and stuff, but it's good-natured. And I guarantee you somebody was like in a boardroom like, hey, let's get that Office Space guy and turn him into this irreverent character. And then they just went
right
over the fucking top.
It was one of the Farrelly brothers. They didn't do Office Space, did they?
No, they didn't.
Let's hear. I wonder, you're probably right. They're probably like, hey, we've got a guy that's kind of like the guy from Office Space. And they're like, Office Space guy's available.
Yeah.
And then he's doesn't even know how to do his old character anymore.
What's crazy is there's a World War II tie-in because he was also one of the main characters in the Band of Brothers TV show, which was actually really fucking good.
Was he really? I was just kind of wondering what his whole, like, filmography is.
Other than Office Space and Band of Brothers, I got no clue.
Can you look that up for us? Let's see what else Ron Livingston was in. I'd be interested to know, as I'm sure the listeners would be, the way the switchboard is light. We're getting to it.
All right. To IMDb.
Don't say it, because we're going to take it into the VIP part of the show. Shalt we?
We shalt.
Well, that's a minute and a half away. Go ahead and say what else he was in. We'll save the other part of the show for the people that are the diehards. For the hardcore.
Might have to wait, because IMDb has become a clusterfuck like every other website.
Okay. 60 seconds, she says.
Nothing I recognize.
Care. What part of England do you think Missy is from?
Liverpool.
Or do you think she's Australian? I guess we should ask her.
I don't recognize any of these movies he's been in.
Uh-oh, that ain't good. Do they have him critically acclaimed in Loudermilk?
Why is there no VIP music?
All right, folks, we're going to take you to God, Rufus.
Holy shit, he was in an episode
of
House.
Hold on, we're going into the VIP. Hey, folks, thanks for listening and staying with us for the VIP part of the show. Rufus is about to tell us what's going on in Ron Livingston's world. You might have seen him in Loudermilk, but he's terrible because the whole premise of the show is terrible. But let's hear what else he did, Rufus.
All right. take it from the bottom up. He's been in a lot of shit, a lot of it we don't know, and he was just did bit parts on TV shows, but he was in one movie that I think might be one of our favorite movies.
Oh, no.
Swingers.
Oh, okay. I knew he was in that. I didn't know he was in that.
Then I'll just read the titles until we get to something we know. Townies, Campfire Tales, Time Cop, Players, The Small Hours, That's Life, Dill Scallion, then Office Space,
what the fuck is that about?
The Big Brass Ring, Two Ninas, Body Shots, Beat, Then Came You, A Rumor of Angels, then Band of Brothers, then The Practice, Buying the Cow, Adaptation, I've heard of that, Pirates, The Cooler, 44 Minutes, The North Hollywood Shootout, King of the Ants, Sex in the City, Winter Solstice, Little Black Book, Pretty Persuasion, Stewie Griffin, The Untold Story.
What?
He's did bits on TV shows. House, The Life Coach, Life Happens, Relative Strangers, another Family Guy episode, Nightmares and Dreamscapes from the stories of Stephen King, Holly, Music Within, American Dad, Standoff, American Crude. All right, I can't read all these because they're
okay.
All
nonsense. All right, I got
nonsense.
Questions for you. Loudermilk clearly is on there. How long between his previous role and his role as Loudermilk? How many years were they dusting off of Ron Livingston before they got him on Loudermilk? And I'm not hating on Ron Livingston, the actor, but this is not entirely his fault.
Loudermilk started in 2017.
Oh, it did? Oh, no.
All right, so the show before that was called Dice. It's a TV
what
series.
Year was that? But what year was that?
2017, but he was on three episodes.
And what about before that?
Shimmer Lake, Welcome to America, Lucky.
What year?
These are all 2017. They're just bit parts.
So he's kind of been a busy beaver. Sure. I don't want to say this about Ron Livingston. I hope to have him on the show someday, but do we think that he peaked at Office Space?
I think it's pretty... He peaked at Office Space and maybe Band of Brothers, but I think Office Space is for sure the fucking peak.
Yeah, I would say so. Ron Livingston, give us a call for 666-8826. Give us a piece of your mind. We're willing to hear it right now on this show because you can't because you're hearing this after it's already been recorded. So, joke's on you, Ron Livingston.
All right. Now, before we go into Jeopardy, I want to check his net worth.
Oh, can I guess his net worth without going over?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$6 million.
That's exactly it.
Are you fucking, you're lying.
No, that is exactly it.
Is it really? God damn, I'm good.
I'm going to send you the link just so you don't think I'm fucking with you. That is exactly it. Did you look that up?
How would I look that up? No. That was a complete fucking guess.
I saw you lean over off camera.
I was plugging in Alexa.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I did not look at it. God damn, I'm fucking feeling pretty good without going over even. Wow. Holy shit. Good for me. I got one thing to say about that. Win is 1 minute and 51 seconds. I don't know how that fucking happened. It's not a game show win. That's more like game show theme song.
It sounded like an 80s workout video, like I should have leg warmers on.
Alexa.
Play Jeopardy.
Hey, here's Jeopardy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it even worked when I did that. Jesus. Are you as shocked as I am?
I am.
Now's your chance.
How you like my hat?
Another cadet hat.
I've been wearing that hat every day. I'm going all full on Rufus.
Cosmology, neurology, and more. We've got it covered in an ology anthology featuring 60 clues from the world of science.
That sounds
awful. Are you ready to start your 7-day free trial?
No.
You can play Teen Jeopardy or catch up on the clues from this week.
Teen.
Are you ready to play Teen Jeopardy? this week's Teen Jeopardy players.
Thank you, Blossom.
Welcome back to our returning champions.
Yes, we know how to gamble, bitches.
That is us, right?
You're on a two-game win streak. Your total winnings during the streak are $5,501.
Whoop.
All right, let's see who you'll be playing against today. You've been matched against Ryan and Peter. Let's get started.
Let's do that.
Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. Your first category is pizza toppings. This type of hard sausage is America's favorite pizza topping.
What is pepperoni?
You're right.
Oh, my God. Good job. I was going to blow that.
Short story. The terrible title Game of Chance in this Shirley Jackson story takes place on June 27th.
Repeat.
Again, the category is short story. The terrible title Game of Chance in this Shirley Jackson story takes place on June 27th.
Repeat.
Again, the category is short
story.
This
obviously has something to do with modern.
The terrible title Game of Chance in this Shirley Jackson story.
Remember, this is Teen Jeopardy.
Takes place on June 27th.
What is the witch in the Wiccan thing in Majig?
Sorry. The correct response is what is the lottery?
Hey.
The next Jeopardy category is life, camera, action movie. In the 2008 sequel, this title action hero sought out The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Who is Indiana Jones?
Whoa.
Excellent. And you are in the lead with $400. Ryan and Peter are tied for second place with $200. The next category is the U.S. before 1900. The Mohawk Trail became less important after this waterway was completed in 1825.
Repeat.
Again, the category is the U.S. before 1900. The Mohawk Trail became less important after this waterway was completed in 1825. The Mohawk Trail became less important after this waterway was completed in 1825.
What is the Hudson Bay?
No. The correct response was, what is the Erie Canal? It's the densest of the planets in our solar system, and the only one not named for a deity.
Repeat.
Again, the category is planets. It's the densest of the planets in our solar system, and the only one not named for a deity.
Uranus?
Remember, please respond in the form of a question.
I don't know. Go
starting
for
with
it.
Phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is planets.
I think that might be it.
It's the densest of the planets in our solar system and the only one not named for a deity.
What is Uranus?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is Earth.
Oh,
what?
Oh, unacceptable.
The response starts with the letters UP. To pull an entire plant out of the ground.
What is uproot?
You're right. After six clues, Ryan is in the lead with 800. You're in second with 600 and 400.
Let's move on to Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Your next category is Fall Entertainment. This huge beast fall from the top of the Empire State Building is an iconic moment in movies.
Who is King Kong?
Yes, that's it.
That wonderful ape.
The next Jeopardy category is ships. Tragically, in December 1941, this battleship sank in less than 9 minutes with 1,177 of her crew.
What is the Indianapolis?
Sorry. The correct response was what is the USS Arizona?
Ooh, the Arizona.
The next Jeopardy
that's in
category
Pearl Harbor, right?
Wear it or play it. But eat it, wear it, or play it, it's what you do with pinochle. After 9 minutes, Ryan is in the lead with 1,600.
Spell it.
You're in second with 1,000.
P-A-N-U-C-K-L-E-Y.
No, it's super weird the way they spell it.
Category
looks like Pinocchio.
Does that have a Q in it?
Starts with the letter B. This nation is only about 50 miles from Florida.
Repeat.
Again, the category is beware. The response starts with the letter B. This nation is only about 50 miles from Florida.
What is the Bahamas?
Yes, that's correct. Our next Jeopardy category is 10-letter words. It's a myth that this amino acid in turkey is the reason you nod off after a Thanksgiving meal.
But it's tryptophan.
Correct.
It also gives you diarrhea.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is Old Testament Heroes. The scores are you with 2,200, followed by Ryan with 1,600, and Peter with 1,600. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
400.
You wagered $400. Is that right?
No.
The scores are you with 2,200, followed by Ryan with 1,600, and Peter with 1,600. You can wager up to your current 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
201.
Again, you wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
Our category is Old Testament Heroes. This prophet prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly.
Who is Jonah?
Got it.
The job. The correct response was, who is Jonah? Way to go.
I used to think it'd be cool to be in a whale's belly.
Yeah, me too. I played a video game where I was in a whale's belly once.
What video game was that? It
was a King's Quest game.
Good job.
I remember that game.
You're now a three-time champion. Your total winnings are $7,902. Defend your streak. See you again another day. You scored in the top 10% of players today.
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes. Bring them.
Now, let's find your
I opponent. Shall smite them
Today's
down.
Your challengers are Jeff and Tony.
Okay,
clues are worth $200 each. Our first category is 1960 fiction. Its first chapter says, the father of the bride, Don Vito Corleone, never forgot his old friends and neighbors.
What is the Godfather?
Correct.
Next
category is TV comedy.
You know what?
Hosted by Taylor Tomlinson, this panel show featuring funny people ridiculing the internet took over CBS's Late Late Showtime slot in 2024.
Repeat.
Again, the category is TV comedy. Hosted by Taylor Tomlinson, this panel show featuring funny people ridiculing the internet took over CBS's Late Late Showtime slot in 2024.
I'm leaving that to Rufus.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is TV comedy. Hosted by Taylor Tomlinson, this panel show featuring funny people ridiculing the internet took over CBS's Late Late Showtime slot in 2024.
What is LOL?
What is Fail Army?
The correct response was, what is After Midnight?
Mm.
The category is Sleep Paris. He's the Shakespeare title character who says, to sleep, perchance to dream.
Who is Hamlet?
Good job.
Damn, Zigzag.
And you're winning with 400. Jeff is in second place with 200.
Hammy Hamlet in eggs and ham.
The next separate category is condiments. Often said by a little old lady, the charming slogan, I put that on everything, is used by the sauce brand called, this guy, Red Hot.
Who is Frank?
Good job.
Boom.
The story is Alexa Lingo. The abbreviation spelled S-P-O-X stands for this word, a mouthpiece for candidates in an election.
Repeat.
Again, the category
Man, can you
is Alexa Lingo. The abbreviation spelled S-P-O-X stands for this word, a mouthpiece for candidates in an election.
Repeat.
Again, the category
Speaker
is election lingo. The abbreviation spelled S-P-O-X stands for this word, a mouthpiece for candidates in an election. Again, the category
is election
lingo.
What is the person that takes questions for someone?
The abbreviation spelled
I can even
S-P-O-X
see the lady in my mind. What is her
stands
name?
For this word, a mouthpiece for candidates in an election.
What is Speaker of the Hara?
That's not it. The correct response was, what is spokesperson?
Mm.
Today's sixth category is triple rhyme time.
Really?
The response is a made-up three-word phrase that rhymes. A petty primate lacking.
Repeat.
Again, the category is triple rhyme time. The response is a made-up three-word phrase that rhymes. A peppy primate lacking.
A funky monkey flunky.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is triple rhyme time. The response is a made-up three-word phrase that rhymes. A peppy primate lacking.
What is spunky monkey flunky?
Good job.
Nice.
Six clues in, and you're winning with
good job.
Jeff is in second place with 600.
Toco Cheapo goes down about as fast as Bud Light Lime.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $100 each. Today's seventh category is the American Revolution era. Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Act, set up with the British, the colonists gave them this name.
Repeat.
Again, the category is the American Revolution era. Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Act, set up with the British, the colonists gave them this name. Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Act, set up with the British, the colonists gave them this name.
This is limey.
Alexa, continue Jeopardy.
Okay, here's Jeopardy.
Good. This one's going to be so easy, Marty. God damn it.
You were in the middle of clues from earlier this week. Would you like to continue where you left off?
Yes.
All right. Let's see who you'll be playing against today. Today's challengers are Jeff and Tony.
Yeah, we know.
After six clues, you're in the lead with 800. Jeff is second with 600, and in third comes Tony with 200.
It's time for the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. The seventh Jeopardy category is the American Revolution era. Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Act, set up with the British, the colonists gave them this name.
The Bullshit Acts?
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
That's it for our sixth clue. Right now, you're in the lead with 800. Then comes Jeff with 600, followed by Tony with 200.
All right, let's move on now to the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Today's seventh Jeopardy category is the American Revolution era. Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Act, set up with the British, the colonists gave them this name.
The Bullshit Shit.
Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Act, set up with the British, the colonists gave them this name.
What is the Bullshit Shit?
What is going on? Alexa, continue Jeopardy.
Okay, here's Jeopardy.
She makes me want to punch a bitch.
Welcome back, players. You were in the middle of clues from earlier this week. Would you like to continue where you left off?
Yes.
Now, let's find your opponent.
It's Tony and
Jeff and Tony today. Good luck, players. Six clues in, and you're winning with 800. Jeff is in second place with 600.
Right, and Tony has 200. Right,
I hope
we know.
Another six clues.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. The seventh category is the American Revolution era. Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Act, set up with the British, the colonists gave them this name.
The Tax Stamp Act.
Say, what is
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases.
I forgot.
Like,
God damn it.
After six clues, you're in the lead with 800. Jeff is second with 600, and in third comes Tony with 200.
That's it for the Jeopardy round. Time now for Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. The category is the American Revolution era. Upset by the Boston Tea Party, the British passed laws they called the Coercive Acts, set up with the British. The colonists gave them this name.
What is the loop of stupidity?
That's not it. The correct response was, what are the intolerable acts?
Yeah.
Your eighth category is pop culture dragons. This purple dragon starred in his first PlayStation game in 1998.
Repeat.
Again, the category is pop culture dragon. This purple dragon starred in his first PlayStation game in 1998.
Repeat.
Again,
Rufus, I'm kind of counting on you for this pop culture dragons thing.
This purple
dragon kind of your bag.
PlayStation game in 1998.
Who is Barney?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was, who is Spyro?
What?
Our ninth category is judges. Judge Learned Hand wrote the 1945 opinion that Alcoa, this company of America, committed multiple violations of antitrust law.
Repeat?
Again,
what do you mean, this company of America?
Judges. Judge Learned Hand wrote the 1945 opinion that Alcoa, this company of America, committed multiple violations of antitrust law.
What is aluminum?
The job.
Boom!
I'm Judy Boone, and you are in the lead with $1,200. Jeff and Tony are tied for second place with $1,000. Your 10th Jeopardy category is, that building has great bones. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has an original fossil skeleton of this caveman species, our closest extinct human relative.
Who is Cro-Magnon?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was, what is Neanderthal?
Oh, my God!
Link between Peru and Bolivia.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Quiz Geo. Link between Peru and Bolivia.
What is Titicaca?
Good job.
God damn, dude.
I'm telling you, the only real class I did well in at fucking St. Edward's was geography, because it was all memorization.
Your final Jeopardy category is 2020s and 1920s slang. You are in the lead with 1,600. Tony has 1,400, and Jeff is third with 1,000. You can wager up to your current score of 1,600. How much would you like to wager?
201.
You wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
The 12th category is 2020s and 1920s slang. Instead of saying, I'm telling the truth, a kid in the 2020s might say, no, this three-letter word, like a bottle topper.
Repeat.
Again, the category is 2020s and 1920s slang. Instead of saying, I'm telling the truth, a kid in the 2020s might say, no, this three-letter word, like a bottle topper.
What is cap?
Maybe.
Yes.
What? Rufus?
The correct response.
I'm hip, dude.
You are.
Nice job. Let's check out the standings. The final scores are, you in the lead with $1,801.
We are the champions, my friend.
Then Jeff and
we will keep on championing.
Great
till
job.
The end.
You scored in the top 10% of players today.
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes.
I'm now,
this is me flying the Enola Gay, where we dropped the bomb on Nagasaki.
Me being that guy. Again.
The first category is world capitals. This African capital's name comes from parts meaning tree and city. Again, the category is world capitals. This African capital's name comes from parts meaning tree and city.
Repeat.
Again, the category is world capitals. This African capital's name comes from parts meaning tree and city.
What is Tripoli?
Correct.
That's what I was going to say.
Your second Jeopardy category is the key word in the literary subtitle.
Oh.
The first, Prometheus, is in the subtitle of this monster's 1818 novel. Again, the category is the key word in the literary subtitle. The word, Prometheus, is in the subtitle of this monster's 1818 novel. The word, Prometheus, is in the subtitle of this monster's 1818 novel.
What is
Frankenstein?
Good job.
Sure. Nice. I was trying to figure out. I started to watch that Mary Shelley movie.
The sequels released in 1984 include Star Trek III, Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter, and the second Indiana Jones film.
What is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Good job.
We are tuned in, dog.
We are tuned in.
Joe is second with 400, and in third comes Dan with 200.
Today's
fourth category is advertising slogans. This pioneering subscription service has used the slogan, save time, save money.
Repeat.
Again.
You're a member of that shaving thing? Slogan.
No, not anymore.
Subscription service has used the slogan,
I know.
Time, save money.
What is Dollar Shave Club?
Good job.
Nice.
The fifth category is TV characters. After departing MASH, he said, I didn't realize that people really didn't give two hoots in hell about me. They loved Henry Blake.
Repeat.
Again, the category is TV characters. After departing MASH, he said, I didn't realize that people really didn't give two hoots in hell about me. They loved Henry Blake.
Repeat.
Again,
he has
the
like a woman's name.
TV characters. After departing MASH, he said, I didn't realize that people really didn't give two hoots in hell about me. They loved Henry Blake. Again,
God,
the category of TV characters.
What was his name? I can
MASH,
see the fucking...
He said, I didn't realize that people really didn't give two hoots in hell about me. They loved Henry Blake.
Who is Morgan Sherman? P. Potter.
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was who is McLean Stevenson.
McLean Stevenson. I knew it was like a Shirley McLean. I was kind of getting it mixed up. I knew it was like a lady's name.
Metallic element combined with the top layer of a beer to get the name of the snake greed.
Repeat.
Again, the category is building a new word. A reddish-brown metallic element combined with the top layer of a beer to get the name of the snake greed.
Repeat.
Again, the category
something
is building a new word. A reddish-brown metallic element combined with the top layer of a beer to get the name of the snake breed.
What is a copper foam?
Copperhead.
Sorry. The correct response is what is copperhead?
We got it. I said it before.
It is in the lead
with oh, you did?
Yeah.
Second with 800 Ooh, but we're getting and beat. Third with 600.
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
Double Jeopardy
keep it up,
screens
remember.
Are worth $400 each.
Write it down.
The next category
I got it, right here.
Is screen. In the book version of The Silence of the Lambs, it's harder for this agent to interact with Hannibal. His cell is not transparent as it is in the film.
Who is Starling?
Yes.
Damn!
The next category is Brick Street. At a British carnival, ask for candy floss, and you'll get this treat.
But
it's cotton candy.
Good job. Our next category is how many times? Beyonce has done this a record 32 times.
Had a number one hit.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
The ninth category is how many times? Beyonce has done this a record 32 times.
What is be nominated for a Grammy?
Good job.
Boom!
Damn!
Boom!
And you're winning with 2,000. Joe is in second place with 1,800, then Dan with 1,400. Our next Jeopardy category is Shall the People Dance? SmashingTheGlass.com offers everything you need to know about this circle dance that's popular at Jewish weddings.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Shall the People Dance? SmashingTheGlass.com offers everything you need to know about this circle dance that's popular at Jewish weddings.
What is the tarantola? Oh, that's an
no,
Italian dance.
That's incorrect.
Fuck.
The correct response was what is the hora?
The hora.
Our 11th category is before the First World War. Before World War I, the triple entente comprising Britain, France, and its ally had become more formalized.
Repeat.
Again, the category is before the First World War. Before World War I, the Triple Entente, comprising Britain, France, and its ally, had become more formalized.
What is Russia?
Correct.
Damn, dude. Wizard.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is blowing in the wind. You are in the lead with 2,400. Joe has 2,200, and Dan is third with 1,800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,400. How much would you like to wager?
201.
You wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
The category is blowing in the wind. These winds, named for indigenous peoples of the Pacific Northwest, can be up to 50 degrees warmer than the air they display.
Repeat.
Again, the category is blowing in the wind. These winds, named for indigenous peoples of the Pacific Northwest, can be up to 50 degrees warmer than the air they display.
What are Samoan winds?
That better be right, dude.
No!
The correct response was what are Chinook. Good try, but your answer was incorrect. Let's check out the standings. Scores are Joe in the lead.
No!
$400.
We got one.
Second with $2,199. And third with $2,000. Good job.
Lost fuck off.
Time. You scored in the top 10% of the players today.
Ain't no such a thing.
You're doing better than 100% of Jeopardy players now. This week.
Look, like I'm in a petri dish. Yes.
Now, let's find your opponent. You'll be playing against Billy and Laura today. Good luck.
Yeah.
Ew, Billy and Laura.
They're worth $200 each. Our first Jeopardy category is quiz. See here, in an experiment, it's the group that remains unchanged and unaffected by the variables.
What is the control?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. The second Jeopardy category is 1990s music. A happy baby sound effect from the 1960s was heavily sampled in single-named R&B songstress.
Repeat.
Again, the category is 1990s music. A happy baby sound effect from the 1960s was heavily sampled in Are You That Somebody, a hit for the single-named R&B songstress.
Who is Cher?
That's not it. The correct response was who is Aaliyah. The next Jeopardy category is fun and games.
You should have known that.
Tiger and Tony, the pet, rivaled this egg-shaped digital toy made by Bandai. Did you remember to feed yours?
What is Tamagotchi?
Yes.
Boom! Weirdo alert!
And Billy is winning with 600.
I still got mine.
With 400.
Did you beat it?
Your fourth category is boozy. Float on cloud nine is a touch of sky, the leading brand of this liquor.
Repeat.
Again, the category is boozy.
What's Rufus's
Float
next
on
drink?
Cloud nine is a touch of sky, a leading brand of this liquor.
What is vodka?
Correct. The next category is It's Raining Men.
Mohammed
bin Salman is prime minister of this kingdom, currently ruled by his father. Salmon.
Repeat.
Again, the category is It's Raining Men. Mohammed bin Salman is prime minister of this kingdom, currently ruled by his father, Salmon.
Repeat.
Again, the category is It's Raining Men. Mohammed bin Salman is prime minister of this kingdom, currently ruled by his father, Salmon.
What is Saudi Arabia?
Good job. Your sixth category is Hallelujah. Gomer Pyle was fond of this exclamation that's also the name of a DC superhero, but not a Sinbad movie.
What is Shazam?
Good job.
Shazam!
That's for our sixth clue. Right now, you're in the lead with 1,000.
And the giant comic book of Shazam.
Followed by Laura with 400.
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Today's seventh Jeopardy category is places to visit. One of the world's oldest covered markets, The Grand Bazaar in this largest city of Turkey has several thousand small shops to browse.
What is Istanbul?
Yes, that's
damn.
It. The next
geography
with
my jam.
Many of Walter Tevis'
jamography
has been adapted for film and TV, like The Hustler, The Color of Money, and this gamey Anya Taylor-Joy Netflix miniseries.
Repeat.
Again,
something
the category
about cool.
Is American authors. Many of Walter Tevis' novels have been adapted for film and TV, like The Hustler, The Color of Money, and this gamey Anya Taylor-Joy Netflix miniseries.
What is The Queen's Gambit?
Yes.
I was thinking about that movie, that TV show today.
This heart-shaped object sold for $1.4 million in 2018. It shredded itself immediately after auction.
Repeat.
Again, the category is art and artist. Banksy's spray paint work, Girl With, this heart-shaped object, sold for $1.4 million in 2018. It shredded itself immediately after auction.
What is Valentine?
Sorry. The correct response is what is balloon?
Please.
9 clues in, and you're winning with 1,800. Billy is in second place with 1,000, then Laura with 800. The category is ends in IR. Response ends with the letters, IR. We wonder whether episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, dubbed for Parisians, began with this word, French for, good evening.
Repeat.
Again, the category is ends in IR. The response ends with the letters, IR. We wonder whether episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, dubbed for Parisians, began with this word, French for, good evening.
What is noir?
The correct response is what is bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Our 11th category is extremely random calculations. Members of the U.S. Senate, multiplied by number of Bradys in the Brady Bunch intro, don't count Alice.
What the fuck?
Repeat.
Again, the category is extremely random calculations. Members of the U.S. Senate, multiplied by number of Bradys in the Brady Bunch intro, don't count Alice.
2 × 8.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
It makes no sense to me.
The category is extremely random calculations. Members of the U.S. Senate, multiplied by number of Bradys in the Brady Bunch intro, don't count Alice.
What is 832?
Yes.
Boom!
What?
Boom!
Damn, dude.
Boom! Holy shit! That's fucking amazing.
That is amazing.
Sorry, dude. I'm pretty proud of myself on that one.
You did the math, right?
I did.
Steve Martin. You are in the lead.
Damn. But I wasn't sure how many centers, but I knew there's 52 and two from each state. Oh, man.
You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
$1.
You wagered $1. Is that right?
No.
The scores are
I'm
never 2,200,
followed
by Laura with 1,600 and Billy with 1,400. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
201.
Again, you wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
Our next category is Mr. Steve Martin. Steve Martin's Ode to the Ancient King on SNL was performed with members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Who is King Tut?
Yes, that's correct. The correct response was who is King Tut. You got it. Let's see the final scores. You came in first with $2,401. Mm-hmm. Laura got second with $1,800. And Billy got third with $1,600.
We are the champions.
You're a Jeopardy champion. You scored in the top 10% of players today. Impressive. You're doing better than 100% of Jeopardy
yeah.
players.
Yeah!
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes.
Now,
Rufus
let's
did
find
one of
your
these.
Opponent. You'll be playing against Billy and Pete today. Good
Billy
luck.
Billy and Pete.
Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. Our first Jeopardy category is the 13 colonies. To repay a debt, King Charles II gave 45,000 square miles of land west of the Delaware River to a fellow named William, founder of this namesake colony.
What is Williamsburg?
No. The correct response was, what is Pennsylvania?
I thought it was Pennsylvania.
What the fuck does that have to do with William?
William Penn was his name.
Into the ground, lends its name to a dangerous wrestling move.
Repeat.
Again, the category is piles. This machine used to put piles into the ground, lends its name to a dangerous wrestling move.
What is pile driver?
Excellent. Category is the U.S. Postal Service. Benjamin Franklin, Will Hayes, and Louis DeJoy have all been appointed to this head position.
What is Postmaster General?
You're right. Three clues in, and all three of you are tied with $400 a piece of fourth category. Is what's that smell? An article titled, Why Does My Water Smell Like Rotten? Seeds, says it's due to hydrogen sulfide gas in your water system.
What is eggs?
Excellent.
This is like Team Jeopardy.
It is. Ooh, we should never said that.
Susanna Hoff knows a perfect word that can describe a rigid bracelet or one of the ornamental discs that may hang from a bracelet.
What is a bangle?
Excellent.
She's still pretty hot.
Category,
yeah,
she is. Hansel Meek's Photography was featured in this magazine as he's publishing weekly in 1972, but still produces special editions.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Hansel Culture. Hansel Meek's Photography was featured in this magazine as he's publishing weekly in 1972, but still produces special editions.
What is Sierra Club?
No. Mm. The correct response was, what is life?
Mm.
Six clues in, and you and Pete are tied with $800.
Pete, you little
bitch. Is in third place with $600.
That's it for the Jeopardy round. Time now for Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Your next Jeopardy category is Taking Flight. This organization's National Air and Space Museum proudly displays the 1903 Wright Flyer.
Repeat.
Again,
what?
The category is Taking Flight. This organization's National Air and Space Museum proudly displays the 1903 Wright Flyer.
What is NASA?
That's what I was thinking.
The correct response is, what is the Smithsonian Institution?
Oh.
Your eighth category is Bodies of Water. This Great Lake borders Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and Ontario.
That's your territory.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Bodies of Water. This Great Lake borders Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and Ontario.
What is Michigan?
No. The correct response is, what is Lake Superior?
Superior.
The next category is artists and their subjects. It's the relationship of Anna Whistler to James McNeil Whistler, whom he depicted in arrangements in gray and black. Number one.
What is Mother?
Excellent.
Yep.
After nine clues,
Whistler's Mother.
1,200. Billy is second with 1,000, and in third comes Pete with 800. Our tenth category is
Pete. Fourth.
The response is two four-letter words. Need a last-minute present? Pick a value between $1 and $2,000 and buy one of these to be sent electronically for Amazon.com shopping.
What is a gift card?
Yes, that's it.
Nailed it.
Our category is literary helpers. Phileas Fogg hires Jean Passepartout to be his assistant in this Jules Verne work with a bet that leads to a global expedition.
What is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? No. What was it, Rufus?
The correct response was, what is around the world in 80 days?
I didn't know the name, though.
I didn't know.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is action movies. The scores are you with 1,600, followed by Pete with 1,600, and Billy with 1,400. You can wager a score of 1,600. How much would you like to wager?
401.
You wagered $401. Is that right?
Yes.
Our next category is action movies. Bruce Willis is on the record as saying this action flick is not a Christmas movie, but its director John McTiernan disagrees.
What is Die Hard?
You're right. The correct response is What is Die Hard? You got it. Time to see how you did. It's you on top with $2,800.
Yeah.
Finishes second with $1,800. And Billy
he didn't bet enough. He only bet $200. They only always bet $200. I wonder if that's some
great
kind
job.
Of glitch in the
you
game.
In the
it's a bot. It's not even a real player.
You don't think it's real paid players?
It's a bot.
I think it's real players.
Do you want to catch up?
I do too.
Yes. I hope that it is.
I think it is.
He's been matched against Tom and Will. Let's get started.
Well, they need three people to do it, and you got like...
each. The first Jeopardy category is on State Highway Welcome Signs. Referring to its famous tourist attraction foursome, a welcome sign for this has the tagline, Great Faces, Great Places.
What is South Dakota?
Yes, that's it. The category is their name in Bible book. Actor Hemsworth and country star Combs share this biblical first name.
What is Luke?
Excellent.
Nice.
The next category is potent quotables. Never one to let a good drink go to waste, this author nicknamed Papa said, the half bottle of champagne is the enemy of man.
Repeat.
Again, the category is potent quotables. Never one to let a good drink go to waste, this author nicknamed Papa said, the half bottle of champagne is the enemy of man.
Who is Hemingway?
Yes.
Good job. That's it for
I watched that thing on him on PBS.
Right now you're in the lead.
He was a troubled person.
Then comes Sean with 400,
but
followed
cool.
by Will with 200.
But
the
mental.
Aren't they all?
Story is TV
yeah.
coaches.
He was a lot
a
like you.
On the early seasons of Cheers, Coach Ernie Cantusa tended bar with the owner of the place, a former Red Sox player of his.
Who was Sam Malone?
Boom. You broke her.
You're right.
Ooh.
The category is it's all small stuff.
Diddle her bean.
The response includes the word small. Work sucks, I know, is a crowd-pleasing line in this Blink 182 hit about love's little pleasantries.
What is small things?
Yes, that's
all
correct.
The rufuses.
This category is heavy. Strongman Paul Anderson, the Superman from the South, is said to have backlifted 6,270 pounds. Just over this many short tons.
Repeat.
Again, the category is heavy. Strongman Paul Anderson, the Superman from the South, is said to have backlifted 6,270 pounds, just over this many short tons.
What is six? Three.
Sorry. The correct response is what is three?
God damn it.
Six clues in, and you are in the lead with $1,000.
You know No,
I did. I meant to do the math.
It's
and I
time
didn't.
For the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Our next category is National Statuary Hall. Roger Williams, founder of the state, is one of its representatives in Statuary Hall.
What is Utah?
No. The correct response is what is Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Our category is awards and honors.
Never even heard of that
in his
joker.
Final ceremony conferring the honor, President Obama awarded his colleague the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Distinction.
Repeat.
Again, the category is awards and honors. In his final ceremony conferring the honor, President Obama awarded his colleague the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Distinction.
Who is Joe Biden?
Bam!
Straight up guess.
Plant lore. The 1914 edition of the Missouri and Kansas Farmer told readers to remember, leave three, let it be, referring to this.
What is poison ivy?
You're right.
Double Z knows that.
And you're winning with 1,800.
But I still don't know how to recognize it.
1,600. And Sean
basically every plant outside has leaves, three leaves.
The next category is geographic book titles. This author still works the state of Maine into the Colorado Kid. The basis for the sci-fi series, Haven.
Repeat.
Again, the category is geographic book titles. This author still works the state of Maine into The Colorado Kid, the basis for the sci-fi series, Haven. Again, the category is geographic.
Where does Stephen King
title.
Lives in Maine, but Office, I don't recognize any of that shit.
State of Maine uses the Colorado Kid, the basis for the sci-fi series,
say it.
Haven.
Who was Stephen King?
Excellent. The next category is pop. Last name was the father and daughter. He starred in Paper Moon, a film that earned a young lady an Oscar at age 10.
Repeat.
The category is pop. Last name was the father and daughter. He starred in Paper Moon, a film that earned a young lady an Oscar at age 10.
What is Ryan?
That's not it. The correct response was, what is O'Neill?
Oh, Ryan O'Neill.
Ryan O'Neill.
Ah, Rupi. And Tatum, she was a little hottie.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is the question. We're living the lead with 2,400. You have 2,200. And Sean is third with 1,600. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
401.
You wagered $401. Is that right?
Yes.
Today's 12th Jeopardy category is the question. Verizon improved its market share through ads promoting its signal quality, showing a man wandering and asking this question.
What is Can You Hear Me Now? Damn.
Correct. The correct response was, what is Can You Hear Me Now? Check out the standings. The final scores are you in the lead with $2,601, followed by Will in second with $2,600.
We beat him by a dollar, bitch. We beat him by a dollar because you don't know how to bet.
You scored in the top 10% of players today. Impressive. You're doing better than 100% of Jeopardy players this week.
Do you
want to replay the Daily Clues?
No. All right, folks, you got to hear it. Me and Rufus kicked some ass. Rufus is drunk. He's yawning. I can see it in his face. How red his nose is. Holy cow.
Oh, good Lord. Like, you've been pounding Topo Chico like it's
I know. I'm fucking on a Topo Chico high, dude. I'm not sure that – probably going to find out that Topo Chico is probably mined from some fucking disgusting river in Mexico.
The reason you put the lime in there is it activates it, turns it into an alcoholic drink.
Oh, my God. It turns it into LSD. Rufus, yes. Is that you? Lime sour diesel.
Topo Trippo.
Topo, yeah. Topo Addictiono. Louder Milk. I'm going to start calling you Louder Milk, I think.
Please don't.
You kind of remind me a little bit of Louder Milk. Really?
Shut the fuck up. I'm too nice.
Like a happier, spunkier, less sober Louder Milk. You're probably,
okay.
You know what? This is a compliment to Louder Milk. You're probably what Louder Milk was like when he was drinking.
Nice and friendly.
Maybe he does go back on the sauce and he does become like super fun and funny. Would that be funny? You know what? As the last thing for the show, because I know I want to know, and that means the listeners want to know, Google if Louder Milk ever goes back to drinking.
Oh, my God.
Because if he does, well, tune in.
Does Louder Milk, that name is just so fucking weird, relapse?
I love that, relapse.
After a relapse in New Orleans, Louder Milk returns to Seattle to start anew.
Oh.
Season 3.
The Louder Milk does fall off the proverbial wagon.
It would be good to see. Maybe this is for the next show. If that episode, he's actually kind of enjoyable to
Let's
watch.
Let's do it. Or is he the most pathetic drunk ever?
I'm going to guess he's probably the most pathetic drunk
he's
ever.
He's just super gross and even more obnoxious when he's drunk.
Gross is a good word. I mean, from what I've seen, he's gross already. It's just like
he is a foul person. I can't imagine him drunk. God, I want to punch him sober. Yeah. Yeah. Let's watch. Let's see if we can find that episode and watch it on next week's show. You remember that. Will you write that down in the show notes?
Yes.
I mean, like right in front of you where we're going to play the thing. So you have it and you can say, oh, yeah, we need to watch Louder Milk.
I'm doing it right now. I got it. I couldn't find a pen. So I've been banking
notes. Oh, my God. You call that an office? Look. This is a real office, Rufus. There's pens everywhere.
Well, what the fuck are you writing it down?
Not my job.
I gotta.
You know what? All I'm gonna say is this. I don't
have to do
anything down ever because I came up with the jingle. Okay.
I have to do all the Googling and all the writing?
Yes. I came up with the jingle, and I do the screen sharing. Okay?
Okay.
I think we're evenly matched here.
Even Stevens.
All right.
Got it, boss.
Thanks for listening to the Hypersloth Happy Hour number 434. Recorded this, what is today's date? The 21st of?
24th.
Oh, my God. The 24th of February, 2024. I apologize for not knowing that, but not really. This is Double Z saying, ow, ow, ow!
This is Rufus saying, I'm out!
All right, Rufus, good to talk to you, my friend. We will talk to you, I'm sure, a couple times over the week, or at least exchange texts, because we don't really talk during the week. I need to get you a package out, and we will talk to you. I will text you here shortly.
I'm camping next weekend, Zigzag.
Okay.
So no show for me. I'll be camping.
Oh, you know what I got to say to that?
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. I'm trying to find it.
We can do a show before that. I'm leaving Friday. If you want to do a Thursday or Wednesday show, I'm game.
Yes, I would like to do a show before you leave then, even if you want to do a Friday
show.
I should be fine. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win for me. It's a win for you. It's a win for the listeners. And, folks, we will catch you next week on the Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus. This is Double Z saying out.
Rufus saying out. Out.
Adios.